Of course, ja. Dobro jutro, dragi poslušalci, še v zadnjem delu četrtkovega jutranjega programa, v katerem ponavadi gostimo take in drugačne zanimive in nadarjene ljudi. Tokrat z nami dva Čeha iz kolektiva oziroma skupine različnih znalcev Basel Instruments. In ker prihajate iz Česke, bomo seveda govorili v angleščini. With me are Václav and Andre from Basel Instruments. Hi, guys.
Hi, ciao. Hey.
So, you're here as a part of Mint Festival.
That's correct.
You'll be playing and you'll be making instruments, but perhaps we start by a formal introduction. Basel Instruments, which both of you are a part of, is what?
Where to start? It's kind of wide spectrum of activities we are active in, but mostly we are instrument makers and musicians based in Czech Republic in Brno, which is like the second biggest city in Czech and very nice.
And so when you say instruments, what kind of instruments are those?
Like electronic instruments, I would say. It means that we are not building violins or guitars, but we are building instruments where you can like play or produce electronic music. And it's kind of wide spectrum of the instruments, like drum machines, synthesizers and stuff like this.
So how does one start with building these instruments? Have you been doing it a long time? How many of you are in this collective? How wide do you see the interest is?
So, like, we started just me and Andre, and we've met some, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and we found out that we are both like building something, building some noise machines, building something that you could find like how to build it on the internet. And yeah, that's how we started, and basically we were trying to build something that was not on the internet, so then we started to design our own stuff. And then it gradually developed into what is now a company of more than 15 people.
Our listeners have to understand that you invest a lot of this internet community. You share a lot of your designs freely on the internet for people to build upon.
Yes, that's true. Like we are a part of the movement called Open Hardware, Open Source. So we follow these ideas, and we are also working on some tutorials, and we are trying to explain things and doing a bit of education in electronic music.
Excellent. So what will you be building here while you're visiting Mint?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting machine. It's one of the first we started Basel Instruments project, and the name of the machine itself is Trinity. And it's a software-based instrument, I would say digital-based. And the nice part is that you can change it from one function to another one by changing the software inside. The hardware is the same. So we will build the drum machine, which you can change to monophonic synthesizer or polyphonic one.
I have to tell to our listeners that we'll be giving, bi bomo ponujali mesto za na delavnico čez potem, ko bosta Václav in Ondrej demonstrirala v živo, kako zdaj zvenijo njuni instrumenti. But I have to ask, when you go around making these workshops and building this community, do you find that people who are mostly interested in your work are musicians? Or do you spread, I mean, are there some other enthusiasts who like to build stuff? Is this open for everyone?
Yes,
or just
absolutely. Like, you don't really need like any musical or technical knowledge to go to our workshop. Usually we get mix of people. So we get people who just want to learn how to build like electronic device, and then eventually they like the sounds it makes and maybe they start to make some music with it. Or there are musicians that already know exactly how it sounds and what they can use it for. Or there might be people who are interested in the technical aspect, so it's always like a mix of.
Mm-hmm, excellent. So you see your instruments on Czech stages often?
Well, like once we did a workshop somewhere in high school, and then year after we found that like they formed a band after the workshop, and we went to the festival, what was called something like Noise in Noise or something, and they were playing like one of the main acts that night, and they were all playing our instruments. It was fun.
Well, that's a great compliment. So, would you like to demonstrate?
Yes, I think it's good to demonstrate some of the machines. So Václav will do the demonstration, and I will comment.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
And while we're waiting for him to move across, I will again repeat: this is a very nice workshop that will be happening in Vodnikova Domačija, at the other end of Ljubljana, and you are kindly invited to cooperate with us. U nagradni igri, we will after Václav and Ondřej will perform, we'll give you a chance to.
I think that the workshop is full, but we just decided to add one more seat for.
Well, that's very
for
nice.
For a guest from the radio.
So Václav is there.
Václav is there. Yeah. Do we have contact?
A good question.
So, what do we hear is a sound of the future.
Uh-huh. Not of the past.
Not of the past. Not at all. So, this instrument we hear is a polyphonic three voice polyphonic synthesizer.
So this is your own creation from everything?
Yeah.
Completely your design, or do you build upon something
else? No, it's our hardware and software design.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based, the chip running in there is same like an Arduino is. So it's programmed in this Arduino environment. So with this synthesizer you can play three notes in the same time, or three tones, or three sounds, I would say. And you can set different parameters. So the character of the sound can be really, like, really different, from nice, sweet tones to kind of experimental sound.
And this synthesizer is not the Trinity you're going to build?
This is the Trinity
we
are going
to
build, yeah.
Okay.
This is the first software of the Trinity we are going to build.
And you'll be building right?
We are going to build one machine, like all of us, we will build one machine. And we will like show the participants how to change the software, to turn it from the synthesizer to drum machine, for instance, like you can hear right now. So now we are hearing different sounds. The drum machine is sample based, so there are tiny samples in the code, in the chip, and you can sequence them. You can hear a metronome.
So how long did it take for you to build this, to design this, the whole process?
Well, it's hard to say because time is stretching somehow. So I would say it's like 15 years, but it's not. It's, I think it's like 4 or 5 years.
Are you still building up on it, or do you think it will change in the future?
You mean Trinity or...
Is this a complete product or...
Yeah, like Trinity we finished, I think... It's a year ago, We have like line of five instruments all together. There is sequencer which can like run, like you can hear the sequence of the drums. You can also sequence the synthesizers with the sequencer. And then we, and the last product of this line was like granular sampler. It's kind of different hardware, but it's compatible, so you can interconnect all mm-hmm. these machines together with some like special connectors, so it's working like one instrument in the end. And after finishing this stuff, we can hear the sampler. We call it microgranny. Recently we started to develop some modules of the system, which is called module synthesizer. There is like a couple of standards of this, and we are like part of this Eurorack mm-hmm. standard of Eurorack scene. It's getting more popular last year, so we can see like more brands like starting with this and popping up around the world. But I love this instrument. Basically, you can play the sounds from an SD card.
Mm-hmm.
You can also record your own samples just with the machine.
Excellent.
And you can set the loop, the grain, and then you can set how it travels through the sample.
So have you brought any of the instruments or the kits to build them with you? Will people, even though they might not be able to attend the workshop, be able to buy it off you?
Yes, that's true. We probably have some kits here. But like in general, like we are working online, so...
Mm-hmm. What's your address?
Probably have some kits. The address of
your company.
Well, now we can hear like a recorded loop from the microgranny. It's cool. Mm. Yeah, well, bustle-instruments.com.
Okay.
I think this is the address you can find what we do. Like all the modules, all the details regarding Trinity instruments as well, microgranny.
Well, Andre, I think it's time you and Václav both show what your instruments can do.
We will play a little bit of this tiny Trinity machines, and we will also play a bit from the modular system we brought with us. But I think it's perfect timing for our small game.
Do you think so? All right, so we'll...
So cool. Then maybe audience or the listeners can call us during the performance and answer some tricky questions we prepared.
True. Kot ste ravno kar slišali, oziroma kot smo že povedali na začetku, tole je unikatna priložnost, da si priborite mesto za sestavljanje ravno kar prej razdoženega Trinity instrumenta, ki se bo... The workshop is today, right?
Workshop starts today and it's for 2 days, today and tomorrow.
At what time?
I think it starts 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it takes about 3-4 hours a day?
It takes like 4 and more hours every day. It depends on the participants.
But at the end of the workshop, you will have your own Trinity instrument.
Yeah.
Václav and Andre will, of course, help to build you.
Of course. It's like, it's really... For the beginners, like for people who don't know, like we did this workshops with really kids
mm-hmm.
and with also like 60 years old composer, or you know, like mm-hmm. so it's really for everybody, I would say.
Tako da je unikatna priložnost, da kljub temu, da je delavnica za današnji dan polna, si lahko priborite eno mesto, tako da nas pokličite na naši telefonski številki 1242 88 00. Václav in Andrej ste si namislili 3 izjemno nenavadna vprašanja, lahko rečemo. I'm just commenting on your selection of questions. Perhaps it's time you pose the first one. So
what year Slavoj Žižek was running for president?
All right, we talked about this yesterday. I think it's a series of tricky questions. Most of the people, we talked about it, don't even know Slavoj Žižek was running for president.
Maybe he was not.
He was. I can confirm he was. So the first question Watson wants you to answer, I mean Ondrej wants you to answer, is when did Slavoj Žižek run for president? We can give you a hint. It's if you can call anything long in the history of Slovenia, then it's quite long ago. Nič 1 2 4 2 8 8 0 0 in nič 1 are the phone numbers, so people can call us.
Yeah, the tricky part is that you have to answer all the three questions we prepared.
True,
right?
But I guess we can cut them some slack at the last one, because perhaps you can explain what's to follow. What are the questions?
Yeah, the other question is what from is schnapps made?
Uh-huh. So this is something you should know if you're local, at least.
We don't know, that's why we're asking. Yeah.
How come you don't know? Everybody has schnapps.
Yeah, well, we just asked yesterday one girl and she was not able to answer, so we were really curious about this.
Well, we talked about it in Kadilnica, I mean in the smoking room also, and we decided on the correct answer, so I guess
okay.
I'm going to take that as an answer. So we have two questions now. Which year did Slavoj Žižek run for president? This is supposed to be something you should know, probably. Supposed to be. He didn't win, so perhaps it's something you can easily forget. But it's a curiosity. And then something very basic. What is schnapps made of? Come on, people, you of course know that. And the third one, we're for the present going to leave it a secret because it's really a bizarre question. And if you know it, then you really deserve a place in your workshop.
Yes.
But if you don't, perhaps they still do.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, if you know it, you must be a very, how do you say, very well connected and informed person, because just the mentioning of the name of the person or the existence of this person is just, oh yes, that's this girl there. Yeah, I remember her. But whether I mean, we'll talk about it later. So again, our number is. Nič 1 2 4 2 8 8 0 0 in each ena sto belini. We are offering a place for today's workshop at Vodnikova domačija. Ondrej and Václav from Basel Instruments will be your mentors, and it's really simple. You just have to answer or inform Václav and Ondrej when did Slavoj Žižek run for president. So is Slavoj Žižek like something a phenomenon, or and how do you say, a symbol of something in Czech Republic?
It's,
do you follow his career?
Yeah, like of course, like I think everybody is following his career. He's like superhero.
Yeah, what do you mean when you say he's a superhero? Problem
for us is, I mean, like it's really influential in Czech Republic. Problem for us
is not does he visit the country? Does he have any lectures?
Yeah, like actually he visited the country. I was not able to attend the lecture he gave on the academy in Prague. But I mean, like we were always kind of following and
how do we know what we desire?
Listening to
the problem is how do we know what we
lessons
desire?
There
is
or lectures
nothing
on internet.
Spontaneous.
And we like really in the beginning when we started our first sampler, the first sample bank was actually Slavoj Žižek's quotes from the movie.
He has an impressive way of speaking.
Yeah, we like it a lot. And we just included these samples in the sample bank, like we were selling the instruments or building the instruments in the workshops, and the sample bank, these samples were part of the sample bank. So we got a nice feedback from the
cool. But you obviously don't know the answer to the question when did Slavoj Žižek run for president.
Actually, I know right now.
Uh-huh. You said
yeah, I just like
So yeah, because yesterday when we talked about these questions, I was also like wondering. So it was in the beginning, but I don't know, the first year, the second year.
And it's really tricky, you know, when exactly?
No.
I think it's a tricky question, really.
Definitely. Well,
so let's ask the last question. Huh?
We can, but we must repeat the second question before we do. The second question is, what is schnapps made of? I think this is really basic, so somebody should explain it very thoroughly. Perhaps you want to make it when you come back to Brno.
Exactly.
Do you have any special laws regarding the production of alcohol?
Yes, it should be produced in the, like, in official places somehow, uh-huh. So you can collect the fruits.
It's not like you can make it at home?
Not anymore. Uh-huh. Some people do.
Illegally?
Illegally.
And it's good?
Yes, the best, of course.
Something illegal is always the best. And time for the third question.
Yeah, like, if anybody knows, like, what the supermodel who was dating Slavoj Žižek.
Weren't they married?
I don't know.
I think they were married.
They were married? Yeah, they were married. So what is the ex-wife of Slavoj Žižek, the supermodel, is doing right now?
Do you think she was a supermodel? She perhaps became supermodel when she married Slavoj Žižek. I never heard of the girl before, but then there was this girl.
I see.
A model. That was a funny time. But it was a short time, I also think. I don't think they were together for like 5 years.
No?
I think not. I don't know. I just remember she came into existence and then he was back in Slovenia or something like that. Nič ena, dve, štiri, dve, osem, osem, nič, 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 ena. Odlična priložnost, da se pridružite današnji delavnici z Basel Instruments v okviru Menta. Tri preprosta vprašanja. Kdaj je Slavoj Žižek kandidiral za predsednika? Kaj njegova bivša žena, kako se temu reče, manekenka, počne danes? In predvsem to, ne. Z česa je narejen šnops? Lahko razložite ta misterij, da pač tudi Čehi lahko začnejo delati svoj šnops. Po drugi strani pa tudi zato, da afirmiramo vse nas v znanju, kaj to sploh pomeni šnops. So, how is the scene in Brno while we wait for somebody to call us? Do you play a lot?
Well, Brno is not a big city.
Yeah, but still the second biggest?
Yeah.
How much people is there?
It's 400.
Okay, so it's bigger than Ljubljana.
Yeah.
So.
It's slightly bigger than Ljubljana, that's true. I mean, being the second biggest city, it's always tricky, because like most of the like successful artists and people are moving to bigger cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Prague or Berlin or London. So we are just happy that there are some guys, some people who just decided to stay in Brno and build up the local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to be part of this. And I think it's really nice, slow, easygoing city. And there is some culture. It's not like 5 concerts and 5 exhibition openings every day, but still, if you like to go out, there is something to visit.
But you decided to stay local, or do you do things in Prague also?
No, we just decided to stay local. Actually, the conditions we have in our city are kind of unique. We just started to think about it recently, and then we found that what we are doing, like, I mean, starting the project, like building the instruments as a musicians, not as an engineers, and like developing the project into the company,
mm-hmm.
attending the worldwide trade fairs, I don't know, like
mm-hmm.
being on the worldwide market. It's possible kind of in very special conditions, like our city has. So like in Prague or Vienna or any other city, it's hard to afford the like office and pay the rents for the production.
Everything is more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. The labor, everything is way more expensive. So the market is not like situated in Brno, you know, or in Prague. It's just like everywhere around. So like 95% of the stuff we are sending abroad.
So 95% you're sending abroad.
Yeah, maybe 99, I don't know.
So, excellent. You're very global in that sense.
Yeah, that's the this market is really small, I would say. Like the instruments, like everybody is buying the same instruments around the world, right? Like
definitely not.
There is a lot of people drinking coffee or definitely I don't know, not. Like using like different products, like the computers or something. But not. Like musicians playing synthesizers, definitely I mean, it's a lot of them, but it's not millions, not. You know.
So have you seen, has it happened often that somebody builds upon your design? That you get feedback and somebody improved something from somewhere else?
Yeah, well, there are some guys who are building themselves the designs. But they are usually asking for some like help at some point, that asking about some details what is not really clear from schematics or from the code.
But I know you're hosting now Peter Edwards, who's quite an visitor in Slovenia.
Like Peter Edwards is
definitely
like this,
not
like the genius of the of this like electronic instrument scene, I would say, and we invited him to Brno just to show him how we work and so on. And he just decided to move to our city, and he joined the crew or like the collective we are, and I think it's really fruitful. So we are preparing something together as well. And we will hit the market in
what?
A couple of months.
Can you
yeah, it's still like a real secret, but I think that right now we are finishing something what Peter started actually here with the workshop in last summer. So he developed this thing to really nice for like state. And I think it will be released pretty soon, like on Moogfest or maybe in Germany there is a super booth. It's end of March, I think, in Berlin. So there maybe.
Definitely.
And then we are preparing something what is following the idea of modular synthesizers, but what should be affordable and compatible with more standards, I would say. And I think it will kind of change the world of the modular synthesizers.
We should remind everybody of na nagradno igro, ki še vedno poteka, 1-2-4-2-8-8-0-0-1 je telefonska številka, na kateri sva z Ondrejem dosegljiva. Three very difficult questions here to answer for you, which might just provide a spot for you to attend this very nice workshop that's going to happen today in the afternoon and will take you 2 days. For you to build the Trinity, which Andre and Václav represented in our air. Three very difficult questions, as I said. Slavoj Žižek, the man who has a place in Slovenia and the world history, he also tried to be the first Slovenian president, I believe. So when did this happen? When did Slavoj Žižek said, I'm going to take the reins of Slovenia into my hands, the first king philosopher, philosopher, when did this happen? And what became of his wife, former wife, the supermodel? I don't know, I don't remember, was she from Venezuela or from Peru? Do you know?
No.
But, somewhere from South America. What's happening? Is she drinking cocktails in Miami? Is she doing car how do you say, photo shoots? Or is she just raising her children with a bodybuilder? We don't know. we try to get some information what's happening with her. And then, of course, the most Slovene of all the questions, what is schnapps made of? Because, you know, in a way, we still have the option to, if you pay some small amount, you can still bake or produce alcohol at home. It's difficult to do beer. Like, I think it's probably easier in Czech Republic to have a small personal micro brewery. Then here it's, you have a lot of documentation if you want to produce beer. But if you want to make schnapps, it's not that difficult. I think it's 20 euros per annum. So, but you have a limited amount, like, I don't know, perhaps 100 liters or something.
Okay.
Which,
it's not a lot.
well, it is. I don't know. 100 liters per person is quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really big. Mm. I would expect less.
Less?
Yeah, come on. Like 100 liters per person per year.
But if you have a big family, there's a lot of gifts.
A lot of uncles and
yeah, a lot of parties. So we should explain to our guests what is schnapps made of. This is a tricky question, as are all, because you could have a long philosophical debate on what schnapps really is. So we are trying to rely upon you, our listeners, there to explain to us what schnapps really is. I don't know. They seem silent. I don't know why. But anyway, you are also going to perform on Mint. I mean,
we're gonna
least
have some talk, I think.
And you'll have a demonstration probably of the instruments.
Yeah, probably. I think that we will talk about the collective, about the instruments, about what we are doing, like, in general, because we are not only like if we say that we are instrument makers, it's just really like simplifying like what we do.
You're talking about the end product.
Yes, exactly. But like, we started as a art project, and we are more focused on the like social aspect of what we do. So we are really like connected to the local scene. We are trying to just build up something and work with the locals. And yeah, there is more things. We are running a small label, releasing some like local
music. What's the
music
label called?
It's Biko Tapes. So we are releasing, as you can understand from the name, like tapes of the, I would say, Central Eastern European musicians.
What kind of music genre, if you try to explain? Is it more noise, since?
No, it's more like dance, I would say. Like hardware, techno, house stuff. If you produce such a stuff, just like drop me an email, we can talk.
Okay.
And we are starting also in the next few weeks a new label focused on kind of wider range of the genres. I mean, like, it can be noise music or like experimental stuff or like folk songs. So we would like to just like start another label releasing like really whatever is interesting.
So both of you are also musicians?
Yeah, we started like a musicians, just badly needing some like unique sounds, I would say. So at some point, like, you play with on computer, or you compose in some software, and then we realized that we preferred hardware and limitations of the hardware.
How come?
And then we just decided to build something, and it was independent. Just we just like one day we just talked, and hey, you build this? Yeah, me too. And then we realized that there is not so many tutorials, I would say, or like online, so something for the beginners, what you can build, what you can solder. And so everybody was doing the same. We met a third guy in our school, and he was doing exactly the same.
The same instrument?
Same instrument, same sound, same circuits. because that time, it's like maybe 7 years ago, it was not so much online.
Mm-hmm.
Then we found that it's easier and more, like it's way better to ask fathers, you know, and these dudes around, like mm-hmm. over 50. And then we found that it was a, like big movement in like former Czechoslovakia, what was called Bastl. And by choosing this name as a Bastl instruments, we are just claiming that we are more like following mm-hmm. this movement,
continuing
the work of our fathers,
mm-hmm.
rather than approach of the like the music industry in a mm-hmm. way that like engineers are developing some, you know, instruments and then musicians should play them.
Mm-hmm.
We are musicians building the instruments we need, and then we just offered to the other musicians to play them as well.
Excellent. So when you say your collective is made of, out of engineers and designers,
we
and
don't have any engineer in the collective.
Uh-huh.
We have musicians in the collective and yeah, and synthesizer enthusiasts,
cool.
I would say.
And older, smarter guys helping too.
And yeah, like we met some like older, smarter guys who just, I would mention Standa Filip, this name. He's the guy from our city and we met him in university. And he showed us some things. We built some of his circuits and yeah, and he and some of the things we designed, like I mean, like for instance, a drum, like bass drum kick in our modular system. That is one part, really, just based on his schematics.
When you say you're following in the footsteps of this Bastl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bastl movement, do you think you yourself, do you already notice you have a continuity in younger people?
Well, like after the revolution, this movement just disappeared,
mm-hmm.
so to say, because like it was partly driven by the need of build up something what was not on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I remember my father sitting with a soldering iron, you know,
mm-hmm.
but my younger brother, who is like 15 years younger,
mm-hmm.
he just like have no idea about this. So we are just doing the workshops around Europe, I would say, and in our country, of course, a lot. And we are to these younger dudes, we are just like telling this like forgotten history, because it's was never really popular. Maybe it was like in 70s or like really popular to be a Bastl dude.
Mm-hmm.
But later it just like this vibe just disappeared. So it's actually a long story. Like we are working with these old guys, we are trying to meet them, we are trying to make some documentary about their work.
Uh-huh, cool.
Because nobody actually considered their work as something valuable, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a garbage or trash what they did, you know, and sometimes it looks like
garbage or trash.
Garbage or trash when you visit their like Bastl rooms.
Uh-huh.
And they never found themselves like to be an inventors or, you know,
they were just doing stuff.
They are just doing stuff. It's just like a way of creativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
but you said in the past it was really important to be.
Yeah, it was really important. At some point, like it was even like sexy, you know, to be like
the
this
cool
dude.
Yeah,
the cool dude
stuff.
To building stuff. But it just disappeared.
Well, but you.
I mean, like maybe it's changing slowly. Like there is this maker movement in the West,
mm-hmm.
on the West Bank, you know, United States
yeah.
and other countries. And I think that there was one, or I'm pretty sure that there was one maker fair located in the White House, you know, organized by the White House, and Obama was taking part, and he just claimed that
he was
this
so
maker
doing.
Movement is actually
uh-huh.
the new future of the industry of the United States, you know. It's just like they are bringing some new blood. I really believe into this, you know, because with the big companies, with this attitude of, hey, don't think about how the things are working, you know,
just buy,
use, and put in the garbage by new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, like these labs, like developing stuff for us, for the users, they are not always, they don't have always the all ideas, all the best ideas. I mean, like, it's really cool to just be an inventor, you know? Mm-hmm. It was really popular in 19th century, and I really like these stories about the inventors, about this, like, hey, about this movement, you know? It was, there were like thousands of people, like, developing airplane, for instance.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's still very, very important to keep that mentality. I can make it myself, I can build something. Because it makes you more independent of from everybody else, and of course the capitalistic mentality. Our time is running out. I'm sorry we didn't get to give a gift to somebody who's really in need of it, because these kind of workshops are always very fun and very empowering, as we say. As you just explained, it's important to be the cool guy who builds stuff.
it's always cool, you know, like, hey, where you get this instrument? I build that instrument, you know.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
But do you approach your life in that way now? Do you try to do the plumbing at home? Do you?
I don't know, yeah.
Build maybe. It, make it yourself. I mean, that would be a good thing in the long run, if people would think about everything except their, I don't know, fixing something really important that they try to help themselves. So thank you, Václav, thank you, Andrei, for coming. I wish you a pleasant stay.
Thank you.
And a lot of successes in your future and current work.
Thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure to spend time with you and with your listeners. And thanks, Václav, for playing nice stuff from the instruments we brought.
Dragi poslušalci, vi pa vsi prav lepo vabljeni, da se vsaj odpravite pokukat, kako izgleda gradnja instrumentov v strani Bastl Instruments. Lahko jih nabavite, prečekirate tudi na njuni spletni strani, oziroma njihovi spletni strani, seveda je ljudi več kot sta Václav in Ondrej. Pa seveda tudi, da se odeležite Ment festivala, kjer boste oba lahko spremljali tudi na konferenci.
Maybe just the last thing, I would like to invite you after the workshops. We usually play the concert with the participants. So like all these guys coming for the workshops, we will play together. We play music of Czech or, the Czech composer Karel Bastl. And I think it will be really nice, and it's a nice place to meet us actually and hear the instruments we built.
Excellent. S temi besedami zaključujemo jutranji program. Hvala vam, ker ste bili z nami.